Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
This is the BBC Light Programme, and here is a photograph of me saying it.
Thank you, Freeze Green! Or, as he came out of an icebox, Deep Freeze Green!
I don't wish to know that.
Stop those carefully rehearsed and written ad-libs and proceed with your task of announcing radio's answer to TV!
Namely, the original lantern slide type Wiley Scoon Show.
Try and get that at a long player. All right! So much for melody. And now, segregate the sinful sexes.
Wait! How many sexes are there?
Two.
It's not enough, I say. Go out and order some more.
Mr. Sellers, throw away that fur-lined chin strap and make a statement.
What is a jailbreak?
Answer, a break used for stopping jails.
Wrong! A jailbreak has nothing to do with tonight's story, which is entitled Tales of Old Dartmoor.
This is the story of a desperate man in prison.
Yes, it was I. I was the governor. Question, why was I desperate?
Answer, because your record hasn't reached a hit parade.
Wrong! I was desperate for a very different reason. Hello? Prison governor here?
Yes, this is the superintendent of county jails. We're stock-taking.
Oh, really? How jolly for you.
How many convicts have you got in?
Well, let me see now. There's Jim, the crazy vicar. No. Oh, he escaped. There's, Meat Axe George. Oh, no. He bought himself out, yes. Then there's that confidence trickster. No. He became an MP. Number 34128 was released. Fred was transferred. You know, I do believe we've run completely out of them.
Do you know what this means, Sigun?
Yes, we're empty.
Empty? By the way, Sigun, are you standing to attention?
Yes.
Good. Now look here, Sigun, you can't walk around with an empty prison. Your job will be in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? I don't want to go abroad.
Sigun, I'm giving you a warning. Get that prison filled with convicts or you're fired. Underlined, fired.
It's all very well for him to talk, but nobody's committing any crimes. Here I am working my fingers to the bone, sweeping out empty cells, oiling unused locks, polishing handcuffs and giving transfusions to bloodhounds. And never a word of thanks. Where can I get convicts? It's the front door. Coming! I'll be there anyway. Don't get broody.
May I come in?
Have you committed any crime?
I'm afraid not.
Then you can't come in.
Take off your hat.
Sir.
Now.
Come in.
Come in, Moriarty.
Are you?
Allow us to introduce ourselves. My card.
But it's blank.
Business is bad.
That's funny, so is mine. I haven't got a convict in the place.
Perhaps we can help you, Neddy, for a consideration. Moriarty, explain the plan.
Certainement.
Listen. We will guarantee you a constant supply of convicts at a reduced summer rate of 3 shillings per head per day.
3 shillings, eh?
Yes.
The government give me 5, that leaves 2. Take away the convicts you first thought of. You're on! When do they come in?
Open that door.
They fire away from the walls. All the invisible my
there you are, Neddy. 1,182 of them.
Wonderful! Who said Britain was finished as a criminal nation? I'll address them in the mess hall.
Where's the mess hall?
Here.
Right,
address them. Very well, I will. Men, ladies, and gentlemen, it is indeed a great pleasure to welcome you to Dartmoor Prison. Angel, you will find we have a great tradition here. And I don't want a single one of you to feel you're not wanted.
What do you mean they're not wanted? These men are wanted everywhere.
Really? Who the devil wants this lot?
The police.
Well, they're safe here.
Good.
All right, men. Off to yourselves now. Don't forget, listen with Mother at 2:30.
Yes, once again, Dartmoor Prison was chock full as of old. And the prison yard rang to the happy sound of rock-breaking mailbag sewing and warder bashing.
Yes, and as governor, I was receiving congratulations from every corner of the circular globe. Look at this telegram here. Good luck, Seagoon. A full prison is a happy one. Signed, Home Secretary. And this year. Good work, Seagoon. Please find enclosed 3 OBEs. Try and get shot at the other 2. Signed, Minister of OBEs. P.S. How would you like to be a peer? Yes. I'll be a peer. Moriarty,
yes.
I've just made myself a peer.
Good. I'll get down on the end of it and start a concert party.
Come back! Come back, Eddie! It's not that kind of peer.
What?
P-E-E-R, not P-I-E-R. Oh, you swine! Good heavens! He's fallen in the wet tight water.
Yes, you're a very short peer, Neddy.
Entry in prison diary. January 22nd, convict Eccles fell into a bucket of wet cement and looks like becoming a hardened criminal. Thank you. Second entry. Convict Gritpipefen made a strange request today.
Neddy, do you mind if I sit down?
Pull up a bollard and sit down.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
Neddy?
Treat the cell as your own.
I will.
Needle not a loo.
Have you any more brandy?
All gone.
Sorry. Do you mind if I have a strange request? It's this. I really want to send my
husband's car. Of course. I'll do it at once.
Never mind, I'll smoke one of my own. Now, Neddy, the prisoners are getting restless.
What? They had Sabrina for the cabaret last night? I mean...
Yes, I know culture's all very well, Neddy, but... what the lads really need is a holiday.
Holiday? Where?
Well, I've spoken to the lads.
Nice of you.
And they all had their hearts set on the south of France.
But I can't let them out of prison.
But... of course not, Neddy. We'll take the prison with us.
But you can't move the prison. People will talk.
Neddy, we're going to leave a cardboard replica.
Oh, I see. But wait a minute. Where are we going to stay in France?
Ah. I've made arrangements with one of the French governments for our prison to be the guest of the Chateau d'If, the historic Gallic penitentiary.
Well, I must say, it all sounds very attractive indeed.
Yes.
Yes. I'll agree to it.
Good. Then unchain our visas and we'll all be off.
Get up there. Get up there. It was a wonderful experience to be jogging along the Queen's Highway in one of Her Majesty's prisons on this fine morning. Get up there! A gypsy am I, I travel the road, who cares? The lark in the sky, to bid you goodbye, I travel the road, alone!
You silly, twisted governor.
Entry in prison diary, February 2nd, at sea. Coast of France visible through the bars of F Block.
Good morning, Captain Seagull.
Good morning. Wait a minute. You're not one of my convicts.
No, I'm a stowaway.
Well, you'll have to get off. You'll have to get off. Stop the prison! On your left, hand out! Hand that door!
Look.
Don't
suffer just for me. I'm not complaining, old man.
That's not the point.
I know, but I mean,
We are full up. Look here, we are full up. We've a maximum complement of convicts. 2,183.
What? 2,182, if you don't mind. One was drowned this morning.
Drowned? How?
Poor lad, he tried to tunnel his way out.
Very well, you can have his cell. That'll be 3 shillings, please.
There you are. 3 shillings in kosher margarine.
Good. I'll spread it on my checkbook at once. I wonder why this man wants to join our prison.
Little does he know that I have reason to believe that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to the treasure of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Finished?
Yes. Right.
Little does Bloodnock know that I also know that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to a treasure.
Do you mind?
Yes.
Thank you. Little do either of these Charlies know. I plan this whole move to bring down our prison and bring it into direct contact with the Chateau d'If precisely to obtain the clue to the aforementioned treasure. Little do they know.
Finished?
Yes.
Great heavily whispered asides. Little do they know how little I know about the little they know. If only I knew about the little that they know, I'd know a little. I'll have to keep my little ears open, you know. End of long, boring aside. Oh, land ahead!
I should have said that sooner, shouldn't I?
Ah, messieurs les prisonniers anglais, soyez les bienvenus. Welcome to the Chateau d'If.
Oh, what an honor! It is none other than Wallace Greenslade, playing the part of the French prefect of police. And playing it very badly.
Don't give me away. It was this or making tea for John Snag.
I'll have 2 lumps. Thank you and goodbye. And so began a happy day at the Chateau d'If. By evening, each convict had dismantled his old cell, carried the bricks into the chateau, wrapped in brown paper and labelled accordingly, donned the traditional French convict's red, white and blue trousers, and waltzed the whole night through.
Neddy, you look divine. Might I have the next dance?
I'm sorry, I promised it was 924378.
Oh, but he's in solitary.
Then you have to dance by himself.
Ah, good evening, Mr. Governor.
Hello, Mike.
What? The prisoners want the band to play a special request.
What?
Unchained Melody.
What?
Tales of Old Dartmoor, Part 3. That night, in the deepest dungeon of the Chateau d'If, two figures are at work.
Oh. There it is. A black box. The box noir.
Yes. Lift it out and unroll it. Oh, just as I anticipated.
What?
I don't know what it is.
Wait. It's an old long-playing wax cylinder gramophone record.
Then play it.
But there's no gramophone.
Well, we must dig for one.
Right. Got it.
Put it on.
It doesn't fit me at all.
Then play it.
Very well. Here goes.
This record is a clue to the treasure of Monte Cristo. Go to the prison yard where you will find wrapped up in brown paper parcels another prison. Reassemble it and you will find the treasure buried under the floor of cell number 626 in the basement.
Good, good.
Sapristi.
Come on, Moriarty, and we'll get...
Gentlemen! Dreadful news!
What?
Our holiday's over and somebody's stolen all the bricks of our prison. What's more, it was to sail home tomorrow with the tide. We're homeless.
Yes, and somebody's found out about the treasure.
Come on now. Who's hiding our prison? Hands up, all those who know anything about this.
Me and Nichols know where it's gone, Captain.
Yeah, we know.
Splendid, lad. Tell me where it is and I'll reduce your sentence from 2 years to 4.
Well, it went, think. Where did it went? It went in, Echoes.
Yeah?
Do you remember Echoes?
Oh, yeah, I remember Echoes.
Well, does he know where it went in?
I'll ask him. Do you know where it went in?
What does he say, Echo?
He hasn't answered yet. I think he's out.
Curse! What bad luck!
What bad luck!
Yes, bad what luck. Bad luck!
What bad luck!
Shut up, Echo!
Shut up, Echo!
Shut up! We can't wait for him to come back. We'll have to give chase in the Shadow Deep. All hands on deck! Cast off! And Eccles?
Yep.
Shut up. Send a note to the rock saying we've only borrowed the chateau temporarily.
I thought it was the Chateau D.
No, it's the chateau temporarily. We're in disguise.
Oh.
Mr. Christian,
yes.
Issue cheese to all hands. Cast chimneys to the wind. And unlatch the keel.
Burn him, Miles, sir.
Log of the French prison Chateau d'If. At sea. No sign yet of Her Majesty's prison, Dartmoor.
Prison on the starboard bow.
Gad, it might be the Dartmoor. Get my telescope out of its cell. Thank you. By Gad, yes, it is.
Sapristi, yes, look at that flag. It's flying the skull and crossbones.
Wrong. It's a photograph of David Nixon with his arms folded.
Captain, he's heaving too.
Well, don't stand there. Heave two back at him. He's opened fire. Duck!
Why?
There's a cannonball coming.
Right, I'll see you after the ball is over.
Stricken. I've been stricken. Brickpipe, call the doctor.
Not likely. I'm next in line for Admiral.
Wait. This isn't blood.
What is it?
It's custard. The swine. He's fired Christmas puddings.
Yes. You know what this means, Neddy? It's the 25th of December.
Really?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Gad, I'll teach him to fire the afters before we fire the main course. Men, load all guns with roast turkey with the parson's nose outwards.
Christy, you devil. With the parson's nose upwards? If you hit him with those, he'll go to the bottom.
Of turkey. please.
Oi, oi.
This time with bread sauce.
No. I have a better idea. Eccles?
Shut up, Eccles!
I haven't said it yet. Eccles, put that big iron ball you've chained to your leg into that cannon.
Okay. Right.
Fire!
Well, yup. There it goes with a jump. Go up!
Eccles, come back! After him! He's deserting!
Meanwhile, aboard Her Majesty's prison dartboard.
Oh, they're gaining on us. Curse these French frog-eating prisons. Much speedier than ours, I guess.
Oh! Struck by a...
Hello?
Convict Eccles, just Eccles. The man I'm looking for. I want you to take a message to the Chateau d'If. Tell them I shall never surrender.
But they're 2 miles away. I can't surmount that.
Never you mind. Get in here.
What?
Fire! There he goes. Let that be a lesson to them. They can't get rid of their surplus idiots on me, you know. Great shot, they're closing in. Stand by to repel boarders.
How do you repel boarders?
Stop changing the bed linen. Look out, they're coming alongside.
Frightening! Come to the top, board her!
Come on, Moriarty. While they're all occupied, let's go down and get the treasure. Now remember, it's under the floor of cell number 626. Quick, down these stairs. Here it is. Cell 626.
Yes, the prisoner of bowlers. Whatever's under this floor is all ours.
Yes.
Together.
Lift.
It's water. Salt water.
Let me taste it. All right. It's the Atlantic Ocean.
We're rich. Look, there's more of it there. Look, it's all coming in.
Stop, you fool. We're sinking.
And that, dear listeners, is why the Dartmoor we know today is only a cardboard replica.
Ying dong.
Yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified 11th hammock. I'll tell it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you in a minute. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time!
Caught me flies.
At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something strapped to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you,
sir. Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said...
Report at once to MI file.
The letter was written... in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a job.
There you go.
Somebody open a window.
So this was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Goodpipe Thin. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Oh, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks.
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does it mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea! For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying tong it'll have all.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair.
There you go.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Yeah, we shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called, If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
I've got it, Seagull.
Hey, anything when you can't think of the words.
Stuff. I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor.
It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
I see.
Yes, yes. I've got it, doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, and in that order.
Yeah.
Seagull, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
Boy. Yep, I'm boy. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
And known as an in-joke.
Yes, it's an out-joke.
Not going very deep,
going. Yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad's very well, to be sure.
Good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
He's fine. They're both okay?
Yep.
Yes. Both our old dads are okay?
Yes.
Good.
Brigadier. This man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks that count. It's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Hey, see, look here. How is your old dad getting on there?
I don't see what my old dad's health has got to do with
it. Well, I'm glad you are meaning this.
Gentlemen.
They're arguing.
Next the argument, right, please.
Hey,
gentlemen, I've just been on the pornograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, my.
Let's go!
Ah! This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
Get a name like that.
walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the puppet return. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for a dance, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the former way. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, an angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish. It's the finest thing for me, and so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
And put an encore.
Hey, I didn't think much of that. I think that my side was better.
Get that child.
Oh, wait a minute.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Come, is it,
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. A nice man wrote the time down for me this morning.
Ah, then why do you carry it around with you, I guess?
Well, if anybody asks me the time, I can show it to them.
Wait a minute, Deckers, my good man.
What is it, fellow?
It's written on this bit of paper. But it's 8 o'clock, he's written.
I know that, my good fellow. That's right. When I asked a fellow to write it down, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, then, supposing when somebody asks you the time, it isn't 8 o'clock.
Well, then I don't show it to them.
Well, how do you know when it's 8 o'clock?
I got it written down on a piece of paper.
Oh, I wish I could afford a piece of paper with the time written on.
Oh.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Let me hold that piece of paper to my ear, would you? Here. This piece of paper ain't going.
What? I've been told a forgery.
No wonder it stopped at 8 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
You should get one of them things Mark Grandad's got.
Oh.
His firm give it to him when he retired.
Oh.
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
My grandma.
Oh, I'll wait a minute. How does she know when it's 8 o'clock?
She got it written down on a piece of paper.
Say to Sigurd White and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
And now more goons.
Everybody?
Just the lad I've been looking for.
Ah.
Clamber on my head, Fred. Whence all but you have fled, Fred. There is no contesting. I've no way of manifesting how much I'd prefer you dead, Fred.
Oh, I'm glad you let me make that in, because I trust you too.
Gratify your whim, Jim.
Jim? What happened to Fred?
He changed his name.
What to?
Chunky. Tell me, can you swim, Jim?
No, Jim cannot swim.
Then step upon this plank, son. On the river bank, son. Which I have carefully arranged so that it will suddenly tip up and throw you into 30 feet of muddy water as you upset the trim by stepping on the rim, Jim.
Okay, stop kidding me, is it, Captain?
Of course not, dear boy. Just walk along it a bit further.
Ready, Harding. Ah, here I am, on the edge of the nice little wooden crab plank. It's a lovely day for a naughty plank, but... You're drowning me. I do not like this game. I got this. When I say I trust you, I don't want to be drowned, because I do not like that kind of thing, blues. I don't like naughty tricks that go splooty splat. They say harm can come to a young lad like that. And I do not like explosions that blow me back for Christmas out of my empty sights of wanting shoes. I don't like being wetted by nasty April showers. And I do not like being nutty by Eiffel and Blackpool Towers. So I do not want to be found if nutty, teddy, teddy, flatty, ready. I don't like that kind of sad blues. I don't like that. I've got dim, blin, button blues.
Still alive? Take this cigarette, pet.
Good time.
No, don't like it yet, pet.
Sure that I won't be dead or nothing, Captain?
No, no, don't be frightened!
All right then, I'll just put a match to it and... You rotten swine, you! You're sitting here again! I shan't play this rotten game no more! Picks up fretted kneecaps, replaces lug in luggo, and exits through little hole in middle of backhoes.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's near the side, isn't it?
More goons. This is The Other Side, one of my favorite songs.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the publicly stunt. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for her arms, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the former way. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, that angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. It's the finest thing for me, and so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
And for an encore...
Yeah, I didn't think much of that. I think that my side was better.
Get that child out of
here. Get that child.
Hey, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. I see you, Betty Jo, online on the switchboard. Thanks for listening in, Betty Jo. This was just a pop-up show I decided just to do because I was thinking about the goons. I just wanted to do one whole show for the goons. Gotta love them. You know who else you got to love? Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Go check her out on Facebook as well and her numerous blogs. She's got so much stuff, I got to write a whole bio on it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. This week we'll be doing a Kevin Costner update on the 28th. She'll be talking about Kevin Costner's impressive movie career. And it's analyzed by film critics J.P. McCarthy, award-winning blogger Fausta Rodriguez-Wartz, and story later Sharon Schaefer. Oh, Costner's got 2 Oscars, 2 Golden Globes, 1 Emmy, and 3 People's Choice Awards. Well, that's a lot of stuff. And why can't I remember the name of the movie that he played the body in? Cool something, cool, oh, God, it had all the movie stars in it, too. And anyway... that guy who commits suicide. You know what I'm talking about, Betty Jo. I just can't remember it. Anyway, tune in to Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. It's always a great show. George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Go to Facebook Mom and Pop Shop for more info. Jukebox Diner That's my friend Steve Mendoza. Check him out as well on Facebook and find it all the times. They just have too many times, Betty Joe. Yours is simple. It's 4 p.m. every Tuesday. What's there to forget? Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and remember, everyone, if you're listening, my CD, Color Me Crazy, is available for purchase or download or one song at a time on CD Baby. Yes, baby. And moving right along, I guess I got to play my favorite song again from the Goons. Got to love them. They were the forerunners of, as you know, the Monty Pythons. They give them total tribute for inspiring them. So let's just bring in our yin-tang, shall we? Get ready. Can also download it for free on iTunes, okay, and put on your iPod and work out to it. I don't know. Just enjoy the Goons. They really were the forerunners of Monty Python and Saturday Night Live and all those shows that inspired comedy sketches today. They were just out of control. They were just anything goes. Three crazy guys, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, as you know, the famous actor from Pink Panther, and Spike Milligan. Just great voices and great characters and you know, for English people, they were darn funny, right? Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker. Check her out. This week will be Kevin Costner. And she's listening not in the chat room, but through the miracle of her phone line, which is, that's a hardcore fan of mine. What can I say? That's commitment. That's total commitment. Anyway, the Goons, you got to admit, look them up if you don't know anything about them. Very interesting. Some of the best comedy out of the BBC ever. You don't hear enough about them. That's why I decided to do a special pop-up show as a tribute to the Goons. And speaking of Goonie and Crazy, that's me. And we're winding down now. And why don't we go on out on a little Nancy Lombardo. I'm Nancy Lombardo. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And my CD, Color Me Crazy, is available on CD Baby. Buy one song, buy them all. Support the arts by supporting the arts. You got it, baby. All right. You know, my mind is a strange thing, and I'm going to sing about it right now.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrongly unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know, how my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. You can also watch my TV show on MNN.org every Friday at 7 p.m. if you're around the world, or in Manhattan on three different channels. Check it out. All right. Thank you for joining us at Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, for hanging in there. What a trooper. Must be 7 a.m. out in Colorado. Thanks a lot. And remember, celebrate the Goons and support the arts. By supporting the arts, that means buy our books and our merchandise. Thank you. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Have a warm, pleasant day, wherever you are.